You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Roto Experts is live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, the King Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Week number two, the waiver wires are running. We are working hard to get that rolling, get you in the saddle. As you lost David Johnson here, man, that's brutal. How do you react? How do you get back? How do you get back on the horse?
Yeah, you just got to keep going out there, keep grinding, keep fighting. Obviously, you know, you don't want to lose 1-1, but it does not signify, make a call to the end of your season. It's not over. You got to get out there. You got to hit the wire. You got to get trades going and stuff like that. You cannot let this be a setback. It is too early to quit on it at this point. So, yeah, you know what I mean? It's disappointing. It's discouraging. But you can still bounce back, and you can still win your league.
You can. You can still win your league. It's probably not going to be easy, though.
No.
I can assure you that. It's crazy because all this draft planning, all this process, everything we've done over the last 6 months, useless. After
I don't see that.
When it comes to David Johnson, when you have 1-1, you lose David Johnson in the first game.
But I don't think it's useless.
So the owner of the job, Kirk Cousins.
I think it can be managed. I really do. I think it can be managed. If you know what you're doing, you can manage it.
Yeah, and it depends on, you know, what situation you're in. You know, if you're in a position of strength, and say you're deep at wide receiver, you can trade for a running back. And if you drafted well and maybe say, you know, like two of my leagues, like, you know, I ended up with, well, actually one of my leagues, I ended up with David Johnson, Kareem Hunt, and Dalvin Cook. Or not everybody's going to do that, but if you have a decent number two running back, and you had two really good, like you went running back heavy early, you can survive. But if your wide receivers are very good, all depends on what league you're in. If you're in a position of strength, you know, I saw somebody, you know, that had like Dak Prescott and Jameis Winston on one of their rosters. Trade one of your quarterbacks. Trade from a position of strength.
But who really needs to trade for a quarterback right now?
Well, what I'm saying is it depends on the league you're playing. If you're playing in a mainstream league and you got two good quarterbacks, you know, and somebody had somebody who had a bad first week, you know, maybe you might put somebody panicking on Russell Wilson, you know, trade them a quarterback.
I'll tell you this, one team that had David Johnson in one of my leagues, this is bad. Like, this is bad because he had a very bad draft. He drafted David Johnson one overall and, like, came back with, like, T.Y. Hilton and Sammy Watkins. I'm just like, oh, boy.
He might be in tough shape.
He's in deep shape.
Yeah, well, I mean, it all depends on, you know, having 1-1 and going David Johnson is great, but the rest of your draft does matter.
Yeah, and I think it's been very clear right now. No matter who Indianapolis starts, Scott Tolzien, Jacoby Brissett, Scott Angle, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
At this point. When it comes to T.Y. Hilton, as I said earlier on the show, in one of my leagues, Dante Moncrief was dropped. They just don't want to deal with it. And listen, I don't blame them. Like, I don't even know if I'm going to bid on Dante Moncrief because I don't want to deal with it, to be honest with you.
Depends on your situation. If, you know, you're thinking about when Luck comes back and you want to stash him, that's up to you.
Who is he cut for, would be my question.
I'll answer that when we come back. I'll let you know exactly who he cut for him. That comes your way along with a whole lot more.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Before the break, Matty Mo, who did he cut Dante Moncrief for? And as I take a look at his team right now, he cut
Dante Moncrief in my league to pick up. Oh, God. Oh, boy. To pick up Alex Smith.
Yeah, I don't see why. Like, why would you do that? Alex, unless you could have banked Alex Smith's points last week. You know. As bad as it is in Indianapolis, I'll hold on to Moncrief in that situation. I would have cut him for, say, if a Kenny Golladay was out there. You wanted to go after Tariq Cohen, sure, or Buck Allen.
Not this guy.
That just doesn't make sense. No. Who's your start? I'm sure his starting quarterback is much better.
It's Cam Newton.
Yeah. When are you going to put Alex Smith in over Cam Newton?
I don't know. Sorry.
I can't analyze that.
Yeah, I got a text yesterday from somebody just like, should I trade Alex Smith for Andy Dalton and Fab? And I'm like, why are you even considering this? Don't you have more important things on your roster to consider?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. All right, let's get into some running back snap counts, gentlemen. Let's take a look at them. Matt, you've been kind of telling me them all week, so I feel like you're going to be pretty good at this particular game. So here we go. Let me get into Buffalo. I'm sorry, your team, sir. The Buffalo Bills. LeSean McCoy and Mike Tolbert. The number is 77. 77 rushes for this Buffalo Bills team. Matt, we'll start with you.
Snaps, I'm going to say McCoy had 64 and Tolbert. No, you know what? 62-15.
Scotty.
50-27. And by the way, if you want to see all the snap counts for these guys, they're updated on rotoexperts.com and our new premium player cards for the exclusive Edge package in season available now. Free radio checkout for a special discount. You will see all the snap counts for these guys when you just go to the player search.
Corey?
70-7.
70-7 is too extreme. Scotty was closest here at 54-23.
And anytime they got on the one, it seemed like McCoy disappeared.
McCoy, that was not one of his 54.
Look, I traded McCoy. I really didn't draft him in any other league except for the Superflex. I'm a Bills fan. I just want no real part of this offense going forward.
Corey, Matt Forte, and Bilal Powell.
How many? What's the number?
The number is 65.
65. Matt Forte, Bilal Powell, I would go 35 for Forte.
Game over. 35 for Forte, 30 for Powell. Why did Forte outsnap him?
Forte outsnapped him because the Jets don't know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, okay. But that's kind of a problem for the Bilal Powell owners.
Bilal Powell will stand the test of time. He'll be the one that people will go up, that people will, you know, he'll be the one that will be putting up the fantasy points when it counts. He'll still get his numbers. He's a more dynamic playmaker. He can do more with the football. He can do more with less than what Matt Forte can do. Matt Forte is not going to do nothing but run to the back of the offensive line.
Would you, Scott, buy low, quote-unquote, right now on Bilal Powell?
If I was a David Johnson owner and I needed running back help, I could certainly see it. At some point, Todd Bowles and his staff have to wisen up and, you know, realize that this guy is the best player, you know, on their offense.
I guess Scott's right, right? Like, the David Johnson owner is the one that goes after Bilal Powell. Like, that one makes sense. I think you talked about Ty Montgomery yesterday, I think, Matt.
I think Ty Montgomery, just since you brought him up,
sure.
I'm going to not to really go off script here, but he's a guy to watch this weekend. Green Bay's going to Atlanta.
Yes.
And if we've seen something in the recent history, is Atlanta's terrible against pass-catching backs.
Correct.
And they should, if the game plan is to exploit that and get him involved in pass catches, I think he could be a guy to be DFS if you don't own
Sure. And it's really the Roto Experts DKMS game at Fantasy Draft. Let me take that one step further, though, Matt. When it comes to pass-catching running backs against Atlanta, you're right. They have really struggled against them, exacerbated by a Super Bowl where James White should have been the MVP, and then highlighted, of course, in Week 1 with Tariq Cohen. Well, Atlanta is terrible against pass-catching running backs. Tariq Cohen exploded on the scene. You haven't had your waivers run. Corey said he's putting all these bids in Tariq Cohen, and he's giving us some numbers. How much of Tariq Cohen's success was due to the fact that Atlanta is so terrible against these kind of running backs?
That is definitely in consideration. But the reason why I think you have to like Cohen going forward, as long as he can stay healthy, is one, I think the Bears are realizing Jordan Howard isn't a pass-catching back.
Sure.
He caught 29 or so last year.
Well, he dropped a touchdown at the end. It would have really helped if he didn't drop that touchdown at the end of the game.
Yeah, that's number one. Number two is, what are their other pass options?
Sure.
He's more dynamic than any receiver they got. I know everybody's in love with Kendall Wright. He's going to catch all these balls. And maybe he will, but, I mean, to me, he's one of their better options in the receiving department.
It's interesting because, Corey, you're the one that's putting your bids in and you're looking up and down. And most people have Tariq Cohen as their number one bid this week.
Yeah.
But I go back to exactly what Matt brought up with Atlanta pass-catching running backs and how bad they have been against those types of players. Something to think about before you put in that huge bid.
Yeah, they're still going to use him. What else are they going to do?
Your boy Deion Sims.
Yeah, I mean he can't catch everything.
No. I mean, and when I hear the Jordan Howard owners say that they're not worried about it or nothing like that, look, you went from a guy that was pretty much guaranteed three downs to now he's not.
Yeah.
So I think not to be worried is kind of a foolish thing.
So I'm a Jordan Howard owner. I'm not worried. And I know you said it's foolish. I'm not worried.
Okay, how about Jordan Howard? I'd be concerned. I think that's maybe
he's not going to drop off the face of the earth, but like to Matt's point, I think, you know, the potential production is going to be just a little bit more frustrating. You know, as Corey pointed out in the preseason, he thought this was going to be the guy to bust. Look, Jordan Howard's still going to get he's going to be two down back. He's going to be the goal line runner. He's still going to get his work. But he's just not going to do what he did last year. We were saying for other reasons before the preseason, but already apparent that he's not going to do what he did last year.
Here's something real quick. Jordan Howard was the guy that was falling in drafts.
Precipitously.
Especially when the money came online, he was going in the third round. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were drafting after week one, and we just saw what happened.
Yeah.
Where, you know, how confident, you know, where would his draft stop? I think it falls even further.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because in front of me, I have, just like we played with Brandon Marshall, I have a bunch of names I wanted to throw out with you when it comes to Jordan Howard. I have them right in front of me, so let's do it. Ready? Here we go. Jordan Howard or Todd Gurley? Because Todd Gurley was the guy that passed him on draft day, remember?
Todd Gurley's ability to catch the football would give me Todd Gurley.
Scott?
I'm going to go Jordan Howard. I think he's going to score more touchdowns.
I'm going to go Todd Gurley. I think he's a better talented runner, and He like Corey said, I think he gets the three downs.
For the record, I would also go with Todd Gurley. Three downs, I think he's more talented. Jordan Howard or Ty Montgomery?
I'm going to go Ty Montgomery here. I know I might be in the minority, but
I'm going to go Jordan Howard. I think he's, you know, he's on a team where if he'll just, I think he'll have more volume still, even with Cohen cutting in.
I'm going to go with Montgomery.
I think I'd go with Montgomery too. And maybe I'm falling for the week one love, but this dude finished, as I read on Twitter yesterday, number one, according to Pro Football Focus and pass protection, number one for running backs. And that was the biggest concern, right? That he couldn't stay on the field because he couldn't pass block. And he did. Better than any other running back in the NFL this week. If he can do that, he's not coming off the field.
Here's what kind of makes my decision for me. You get the elite, possibly best quarterback in football, number two, however you want to do him and Brady, and you get such a better offense. You know, that's why I look at it.
Okay, let me continue. Jordan Howard or Leonard Fournette?
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette.
And I had that choice Saturday night with Chris Vaccaro.
Sure.
And Jordan Howard was never in the conversation. It was between Carlos Hyde and Leonard Fournette.
Carlos Hyde or Jordan Howard?
I'm going to go Carlos Hyde.
Jordan Howard.
There's a cutoff for Scott Angle.
It's just like it's a wash, really. I think I would go with Carlos Hyde.
Hyde does have a terrible matchup this week, but, you know, if I'm looking the rest of the season, I want Hyde.
Okay. Let me continue then. Christian McCaffrey or Jordan Howard?
Christian McCaffrey. I want
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey.
Interesting. DeMarco Murray or Jordan Howard?
DeMarco Murray.
Murray.
Scott, Murray. You were Mr. Murray. Wow, he's
yeah,
falling.
But the hamstring, it's just like, I think he's very push, like, but I guess Murray.
You're not confident with that one?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch or Jordan Howard?
And you know what? Lynch looked really good. I'm going to take the better offense, better quarterback again. I'm going to go with Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
I'm going to go with Lynch.
That was quick.
Isaiah Crowell or Jordan Howard?
I'm going to go Isaiah.
Crowell.
Howard.
So interesting just how quickly Jordan Howard has fallen to my experts. We'll tell you exactly what round these guys take him in when we come back next. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Hey, we're back here. Roto Experts, the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Lot of Jordan Howard hate here at this table. And
I wouldn't say I hated him with guys you asked me. I'm just like, you know, not. I've dropped him, but, you know, I'm not pushing him to rock bottom.
You just picked, like, seven guys above him.
No, you guys did. There were other guys that I did.
Hold on. I'll tell you the exact number, to be honest here. You picked, Scott, you picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. These guys all picked eight guys above him. You picked seven? Six?
No, I think it must have been like five.
No, I just counted it.
I said seven off the top of my head, and I was.
I'm counting because I have it in front of me. You know, I know the names I named you guys. So it's like you are now poking. You can say you don't hate him, and that's fine because you don't know the dude. But like you put a ton of guys. He's now given the names I just read you. He's a fifth round pick at best. If you were redrafting today, which you're not, of course.
If I was redrafted today, he'd probably be like mid fourth round.
No, he wouldn't. Not the guys I just. I'm telling you, from the guys I just read you, these guys. Like, Ty Montgomery went in the fifth round, give or take, right? Carlos Hyde somewhere in the fourth round. Isaiah Crowell was a little bit higher.
I said I would take him over Crowell.
I know you did. Yeah. I know you did. I'm just naming the name.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch, you went in the fifth round.
Right.
Didn't you say you'd take Lynch over him?
He did.
Yeah, I did.
Without hesitation. And that's fine.
That was quick.
I'm not saying he's wrong
at all.
That flip
on Lynch was quick. First quarter, Scott was like, I'm backing on Lynch.
Yeah. Kind of like I flipped on you real quick this week.
Making some fast judgments is all I'm saying at this table with Jordan Howard.
Oh, look, it's week one. We're going to have recency.
Wait, you got to look at everything. That's ridiculous, Greg.
How is that ridiculous?
Don't do that. How you say we're making fast judgments? I was the one saying the first round backs I'm not fooling with is Jay Ajayi and Jordan Howard.
Yes.
And when he was dropping in drafts, what was I saying? Now that the smart money is on the table,
sure.
Jordan Howard is going where he needs to go.
Yes.
So I was never in on Jordan Howard.
You didn't have all these guys above him.
Huh?
You didn't have all these guys above him.
In the rankings at that time, no, I did not, but I wasn't drafting him anyway.
I understand.
Yeah,
neither was Matt.
Much, you know, like between best balls and other, I did about 30 drafts, and I owned zero Jordan Howard, so.
So interesting.
I'm hoping him. I'm not going to be selfish, but I am hoping he fails.
That's rude. I have him. would you rather have Theo Riddick or Jordan Howard?
I'm going to go with Jordan Howard, but I love having Theo Riddick. I have seen the opposite here. I have Theo Riddick on a ton of teams. And just for what he does consistently when on the field, and they said coming into this season, he'd be involved more in the red zone. He's already got a touchdown.
Sure.
So, hey, he's got as many touchdowns as Jordan Howard.
He has as many touchdowns, indeed, as Jordan Howard. Let's get back to the snap counts, gentlemen. Because in front of me, as you guys know, we talked about this yesterday. Jordan Howard played 10 more snaps than Tariq Cohen on Sunday. I'm interested to see how that would potentially change going forward in further Sundays, of course. Let me get to the snap count of... Let's go to Baltimore. Between Buck Allen and Terrence West. Game that Baltimore led the entire way. Scotty. The number is 50. Oh, sorry, it's 60.
I will say 33 to 27 West.
33-27 West.
I was going to say the same exact thing.
33-27 West.
About that same thing.
33-27 West.
Sweep it. They give me
36-24. 32-28. Allen. Mm-hmm. Allen led this team in rushing. Rushing snaps. Excuse me. Not Terrence West. In a game, and we're calling Buck Allen the passing net back, the new Danny Woodhead. In a game, they were up from beginning to end. Buck Allen led this team in snaps.
Buck Allen is probably the David Johnson owner, right? Maybe instead of blowing your load on Cohen, maybe you drop down, save some of that fab, because you're going to have to be experimenting with running backs throughout the course of the year. Maybe you drop it down, save yourself $100 or so, or whatever your thing is. Save yourself a decent percentage or so. Drop down to Allen, because you can save that fab. So if you've got to experiment with backs later on, you don't shoot the whole thing off on your man, Tariq Cohen. And then you get in there, you get Allen, and then as you go through bye weeks and stuff like that and injuries, you still got some fab left to play with. And, you know, you have Buck Allen, who probably can do the job. You feel what I'm saying?
And I had so many people asking me this last night. You know, how do you rank those three running backs? Allen, Cohen,
sure,
and Kervin Williams. Mm-hmm. And my regular answer was Allen was first to me, because I feel like, you know, the guy had a really good preseason, which it just started translating into the first week. I feel like he's going to get more consistent volume. Tariq Cohen's more sexy to people, but I feel like Allen's going to be a little bit more dependable. If anybody wants to take Cohen ahead of Allen, I'm not vehemently against it, but I just feel like exactly. Allen's a little bit more of a safer
but
pick.
But Cohen has the better opportunity.
Cohen's going to touch the ball less, I think.
No, see, I disagree with that right quick, Matt. Cohen may touch the ball less, but he's going to be able to do more with less touches. Cohen is, and we have seen Buck Allen be trash for years.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
Tariq
is
Cohen has not shown us that he's trash yet. Buck Allen has shown us
I'm
that
not
he's
saying,
trash.
I don't know if Tariq Cohen will ever show that he's trash.
Exactly.
I agree with you. It's very
That's
close
why
for
I would
me.
Rank him first.
What I'm saying is I think Buck Allen has been playing well enough in the preseason in the first week to some point overtake Terrence West as that lead back.
How's he playing well enough? Like, we've seen him for
Terrence
years.
West. It's Terrence West, though.
We've seen Buck Allen for years be mediocre at best. He can't have one good week and then we'd be like, okay, we've seen him. You know what I'm saying?
He was running hard in the preseason, too. You know, but look, I'm with you.
I didn't hear you talk about Buck Allen in the preseason.
I drafted him. But as far as Cohen goes... You know, I like him. If you want to say Cohen over Allen, I don't have a big problem with it. People say, what do you think of Cohen? I say, you know, he reminds me of young Darren Sproles.
Okay, now what Corey said, if you want to drop down and bid on Buck Allen, you could probably, he has a possibility you can get Buck Allen and Kervin Williams for the price you can get to recover.
There you go, right
there. Lost David Johnson.
So you can, you know what I'm saying? You can manage it better like that if you drop down to Buck. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going to pay less, so, yeah. There's more value there.
Yeah, I think I'd rather do that as well. Let me go now to Cincinnati, gentlemen. What were the snap counts in Cincinnati? Matt Modica, in front of me, I have exactly what you're looking for. Cincinnati, the number here is 61.
61.
Between the three of them, obviously.
So let me do it. 33. I'll say 27 for Gio.
Okay.
If it works out this way, was it 17 for Hill, 16 for Mixon? That works out.
Does that work out?
40, mm-hmm. That's what, 44, 60. That's 60, so I'm off by 3?
It's 60. It's 61.
I'm off by 1. So we'll give 18 to Hill.
All right. So
27,
you said 18, 16. 27, 18, 16. Okay, there we go. Scott.
28 for Gio.
Yep.
Which would leave... How much? 33?
Yeah, 33, yeah.
Another 33. I'm going to say 17 for Hill and mm-hmm. 16 for Mixon.
Okay. Corey Parsons.
What's the main number again?
61.
28. 13.
13 for who?
For Hill. Wait a minute. I don't like this math thing. It's too early in the morning for me, Greg.
So you're saying 20?
You literally have a phone with his calculator in front of you.
Well, I'm trying to figure it out.
By the way, hold on. We're not on camera right now. The calculator's on.
Get my phone for Tamandi. Never mind. And then the rest for the young boy. The young boy only had like 10 carries. Well, 10. No, wait a minute. He had 13 snaps.
It's 13 snaps, you're saying, for young boy?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said, and you said 28 for Gio? Okay,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so 28, it's 41. So you're saying 20 snaps for Jeremy Hill?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are all kind of right on Giovanni Bernard. He had 29. So you said 28-7, he said 28, right? So 29 snaps for Giovanni Bernard. Here's where you were wrong. Joe Mixon had 22. Joe Mixon had 22 snaps. Jeremy Hill saw just 10.
Well, that's a good sign, at least, even though they got blown out.
So I agree. And I think because Jeremy Hill really, he started, and Joe Mixon didn't touch the ball for a very long time in this game, we're all like, where the F is Joe Mixon? Maybe it was all in that fourth quarter when it was kind of garbage timing, but I'd like to see 22 snaps.
He got a full series in the second quarter.
How about this? If you lost David Johnson and you want to buy low, Joe Mixon's the guy.
Yeah. Go to rotoexperts.com. Check out the stock report from Mike Waterloo. He says that Joe Mixon is this year's Jordan Howard. Everybody's asking who this year's Jordan Howard is.
Let me continue. Joe Mixon.
See, I don't like it at that point. You feel what I'm saying? To me, it's easy to say that now. Oh, well, you go ahead and you play. Jake said it yesterday. You played a long game with Joe Mixon. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we was talking about who the running back put a long game with. Nobody said Joe Mixon.
No,
that's not true.
A month ago, Jake was drafting him in the second round.
There you go. You see what I'm saying? So you're not playing a long game with somebody you're drafting in the second
you're
round.
You're forced to play the long game.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a stash and cash. You're forced to do it.
But what I've been saying is his depressed stock, which had gone down over the last couple of weeks.
Certainly.
Is the gift of the preseason.
And you've been very, very hard on that one. You've been very clear and honest and repetitive in that this is the gift of the preseason. It dropped, and everyone talked about Jeremy Hill over and over and over again. You kept talking up Joe
Mixon. Just remember, all these people we love in week one, we're going to fall in love with some new people in week two.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're going to sit here, we'll play
Chris Hogan.
We'll play these same games again, and it's going to be totally different. Just that. Quickly.
Chris Hogan, everybody loved him, what, 3 weeks ago?
Not after this table.
I'm saying a lot of people did, and now after he burns New Orleans, they're going to be back on him again.
Probably so. All right, I want to take a break, but when we come back, I want to know Joe Mixon. I think that's very interesting because I think this is a good one. Stash and cash, you can play up front. Joe Mixon or blank. We play that coming up next here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
So we're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And I left saying Joe Mixon or. So that's kind of where I wanted to pick up. People, as you said, Matt, right, stashing, they're calling stashing cash now. They weren't saying they were going to
draft Corey Davis was stashing cash.
For the whole offseason, Corey Davis. As soon as he got injured, Corey Davis was stashing cash. Because you draft him 10th round or later. And everyone said, draft him the 10th round, don't let him go. That is stashing cash. When you draft a guy in a second round, he's not. I drafted him in the league in the 4th round. That is not stashing cash. I'm admitting so. Listen, I'm going to have him on my bench this week, I think, because I have Theo Riddick. I feel comfortable playing him. That's fine. But I'm hoping that like by week 3, he's back in my lineup and I never have to take him out again. But right now, or saying going forward, I have some names on here, and I'm very interested to see what you'd say. Would you rather have Joe Mixon or Mike Gillisley? Corey.
I'm still going to go Joe Mixon over that one. I'm not buying into the Patriot. I mean, he did get the goal line work. What would I rather have right now?
Who would you rather have going forward?
Going forward?
I mean, it's right now counts in going forward, obviously.
I'm going to stick with Joe Mixon.
I'm going to stick with Joe Mixon, too, for just looking forward. You know?
Rest of the season, Joe Mixon.
We're all saying Joe Mixon here at this table. Okay. Joe Mixon or Theo Riddick?
That's a good one, too. I'm going to stick with Joe Mixon. Wow. I'm going to stick with Joe Mixon.
Scott.
I think the way you have to look at it is, you know, and ultimately the way I look at it, at some point Joe Mixon's going to be, you know, pretty much consistently starting for you in fantasy. And that's why I'm going to continue to say Mixon.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, theoretically could start for you consistently.
Yeah, he could, but I'm
you
just,
really can't in PPR.
I guess the way I should phrase it is, you know, I think the guy's going to be a locked in, like, he'll be an RB, lockdown RB2 for me. Ultimately, we're all said and done, and Theo Riddick will be a lockdown flex.
I'm going to go with Mixon. Like I said, I'm still believing it. My stance really hasn't changed. It's probably going to become a really good buying opportunity after Thursday night, because it's not a good matchup with that long, their offensive line versus Houston. Houston got trashed, so you could get a really good deal this weekend. Possibly.
Is JJ Watt playing this week with his dislocated fingers or whatever? Broken fingers?
I got to think. If he's got a dislocated finger, he's got to be
football playing.
He is. So is his brother. Okay. TJ right. Played well for Pittsburgh. Would you rather have Joe Mixon or Bilal Powell?
I'm going to go with Joe Mixon.
Yeah, just Joe Mixon for me.
Joe Mixon.
Okay. Would you rather have Joe Mixon or CJ Anderson?
Oh, God. Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I'm still going with Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Would you rather have Joe Mixon or Carlos Hyde?
See, that's where I'm. As of right now, I may have to go Hyde because it's his backfield. He doesn't have a Gio Bernard.
No, and just so you know, because I have things in front of me as well. In San Francisco, the snap count was 45 for Hyde, 12 for Breida. Scotty,
it's very close for me, but I'm also going to say Joe Mixon because here we are in Week 1, and Mixon's not getting any snaps, and you know Hyde is. Hyde could be injured by week 7, and Mixon will be playing like very consistently. I'm only going to play the long game with Mixon.
Okay.
I thought I answered this one already.
You have not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, Carlos Hyde?
I'm going to go Carlos Hyde.
So I know for me in the draft at least, I was between Carlos Hyde and Joe Mixon. I had them back to back in my rankings. And in one league, basically, I took Hyde. The other one, I took Mixon. Not that I wanted to play the long game, but I thought that Joe Mixon. Listen, I listened to you, Matt, in all honesty. You kept telling me this is the biggest gift. Joe Mixon's going to be... You're going to want to own Joe Mixon at some point. And I'm not getting off of that yet. I was very encouraged when I put this together. I was very encouraged to see that he had 22 snaps. Joe was 29. Like, that is not like an absurd amount. That is less of a difference than Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard had, right? So to see that number, I think that's very, very good to see.
And if I'm wrong, I will gladly admit it.
And I think... It's similar to Houston, right? Where I told you a moment ago that Deontay Foreman had 2. And Bill O'Brien immediately is like, we got to get him more. I have to hope, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, that Marvin Lewis is going to say the same thing. Like, listen, we have to continue to get
Joe Mixon.
Another
guy I'm trying to get right
Deontay
now.
Foreman.
Is Deontay Foreman. I put a trade proposal last night. I thought it was a very good proposal. But, you know, was asked for more.
I've said a lot. Guys, I've said a lot today about Theo Riddick. He's in every one of these running back comparisons. So let me ask you this. The breakdown of Theo Riddick, Amir Abdullah, and Dwayne Washington, I find kind of interesting. The number here is 71. Mm-hmm. 71 is the number that I'm looking for between Amir Abdullah, Theo Riddick, and Dwayne Washington. Scott, I'm going to start with you.
Theo Riddick, 30. Amir Abdullah, 24, and Dwayne Washington, 17.
Matt.
Riddick, 30, Abdullah, 25, and the balance, was that 16 to Washington? 71, you said?
Yeah, 16, okay.
30-30-11. I think they split Riddick and Abdullah, and I think Washington gets the 11.
So you were closest, Corey, but you're all kind of actually very, very wrong. Amir Abdullah had 36 compared to Theo Riddick's 22. I mean,
well, you know what, too? That's going to be game script because they did get the lead. So I don't know. I'm just going for that.
I just found it very interesting that we're all of Theo Riddick. He could be an every week starter in a PPR, scores a touchdown in the red zone, but he's still outsnapped by Amir Abdullah pretty heavily.
But but if you think about it, he should be outsnapped. He's going to get.
No question.
He's going to get the, you know, he's going to be the early down guy. The Dwayne Washington thing.
It was 13 for Dwayne Washington.
13. And if they, for me, I got to assume if they're going to run the ball in the goal line and they're not going to go with Amir Abdullah, it's going to be Dwayne Washington.
Probably so. If you're a David Johnson owner, Corey, is Amir Abdullah someone that you would consider going after?
No.
No, I take a shot. Dude. I mean, you have to. At this point, you don't have your stud. And even if you're not an Abdul guy, there is at least talent there. There's potential. It's maybe not the ideal guy you want. Like, I'm not going after Paul Perkins. I don't want him.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean, Amir Abdul is somebody I'll roll the dice on that, you know, maybe I can get without having to give. I'm not, like I said, this yesterday. I lost David Johnson. I'm not trading my number one stud receiver to get back, you know, somebody else. I'll try and get other running backs or maybe do it with multiple backs. Then give up my stud receiver too. Then you don't have your stud running back and you don't have your stud wide receiver. I don't know.
I feel like if I lost David Johnson, like I'm okay with like, you know, going for like a Ty Montgomery or something like that, like we were saying yesterday. But I really don't feel like I want to come out with a feeling of like, okay, you know, like I made a good move to at least stabilize the situation. And when I trade for Amir Abdullah, I don't feel like I get that.
Yeah, but the thing with Montgomery is, depends on the person. Some people view him, he went third, fourth round. So, you know, Abdullah was going more like mid-sixth, you know, late sixth. So, I mean, yeah, there's a big difference.
I'd rather, like, try to buy low on Bilal Powell and be optimistic. If I trade for Abdullah, I almost feel like I still got going to have a hole there, possibly.
Potentially so. Let me continue on here, which in other snapcasts that I found very, very interesting. Of note, DeAndre Washington at 16 compared to Jalen Rashard. It's 14. Obviously only going to matter if Marshawn Lynch gets hurt. Let's go to Carolina, Matt, with your boy, CMC. Christian McCaffrey versus Jonathan Stewart.
I know he had 44 snaps.
All right.
He had more. According to this, he has more.
Okay. Well, what I saw on Twitter, he had 44.
So according to this, and again, I don't know. I don't really know the source.
I'm not trying to ruin it again.
No, it's fine.
I want to be honest to the people.
I appreciate that. According to what I'm seeing here, is Christian McCaffrey actually had 48 compared to Jonathan Stewart's 29. So he almost doubled the dude's snaps.
I traded McCaffrey, but I own him in a couple of big money leagues. I really like him. And Jonathan Stewart is going to have that role. I knew Jonathan Stewart was going to have that role. The other thing, too, is can Jonathan Stewart stay healthy? But I think the pass-catching ability of a Christian McCaffrey is what'll save him every week. I think he'll only get better in this league with each game he plays. The more Cam continues to throw the ball, get more, you know, get back to full strength and just not even full strength plus just, you know, getting back into the groove of things. He played what? He threw two passes in the preseason or something like that.
Now, it's what's also interesting to note, Scotty, is that Ron Rivera said, listen, we don't want to push Christian McCaffrey too much. We don't want to overwork him. We want him for the long haul, so on and so forth. Do you buy any of that?
See, here's the thing. And, like, I saw them talking about this on the NFL Network yesterday. Michael Fabiano was saying, this is not what I want to hear about McCaffrey. I want to hear that he's going to get more work. It's not necessary. McCaffrey's going to be fine. I think it's a smart thing for Ron Rivera to say that we don't want to overwork him. And he great analogy about how he got a new toy at Christmas, you know, and he wants to play with it, but he doesn't want to wear out the batteries. You don't want to overwork Christian McCaffrey. You want to keep him fresh so he can make the most of every touch and be the versatile, explosive player that he is. You know, this almost goes way back years ago to like when people saying you want to see CJ Spiller get more carries. Sometimes you don't want to wish for more carries because then a kid like McCaffrey is going to get banged up, etc. You know, plus they want to keep the defense off balance. He's a unique chess piece that they've never had before to challenge the defense. So, you know, they want to keep him off the field for some spots to keep him fresh and to also keep the defense guessing. So I'm fine with what
he said. They said the same thing about Cam not running by the goal line, but if you watch Sunday's game, smart thing was he got out of bounds.
Saw that play?
He played with everybody because he went on the floor and he made like he was hurt for a second and they got up laughing.
Christian McCaffrey's never going to be a bell cow and I could be fine with that.
Whoa.
NFL,
he's played 1 week of football.
An NFL
Scott.
Bell cow. He'll never be an NFL bell cow. He doesn't have to be either.
He doesn't have to be. I agree with you, Scott. He doesn't have to be an NFL bell cow. I'm not sure he is going to be. Like, I'm not sure you're going to ever hand the ball 30 times, Christian McCaffrey.
I don't think he's that kind of guy.
I think you can.
I think if he does, he's going to get banged up.
I don't know if I'm getting banged up. I just don't know you're going to ever see him get the ball 30 carries.
He makes the most of every touch. You don't have to do that.
I agree. Kind of like Jamal Charles in a way, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more from the Roto Experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Back here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This, of course, is the Roto Experts in the Morning. And I want to make sure if you're playing a daily fantasy game this week that you choose the free option. I mean, you can go win money on DraftKings and FanDuel, but also make sure you participate in a free option for a very, very good cause. And you can find more information about that at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Now, we are partnering with DKMS, which is an organization that together with us, they are trying to stop blood cancer and help cure it. And the best way to do that through them is to donate bone marrow. And we're not asking you to do anything, in all honesty. We're not asking you to sign on the dotted line and to do anything you're not comfortable with. We just want you to find out more information. And the best way to find out more information is by heading to rotoexperts.com/DKMS right now today and just read about it. Read about what they do. Read about the program and just learn more. The entire process to see if you're a candidate is literally just taking swabs of your cheeks and sending them in. That's it. And if you don't want to do that, that's okay. Just read the information and find out if it is for you. And in return, we will allow you to play in a free roll over at Fantasy Draft. It's a free roll. It's a daily game. You can go right into the link at the bottom of the page at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And you enroll in a free game. And if you win that free roll in DFS game, we have one every single week, week 1 through 16. If you win that game, you qualify to play in week 17 versus the 15 other winners. That gives you a 1 in 16 chance of winning in week 17. What happens then? If you win in week 17, you go to the Super Bowl. It's that simple. It's that easy. You can go to the Super Bowl.
Right there. You go to the Super Bowl, you get to see the Cowboys and the Raiders. That's going to be a blast.
Wouldn't that be fun to go to Minnesota and be able to see the Cowboys and the Raiders?
That would be cool. Yeah, two traditional franchises, yep. Et cetera, yeah. But, you know, more importantly than that, you know, just get involved now. You can go with whoever plays. You know, the salaries are up. You go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS, and you scroll to the bottom of the page. You register after reading all the great info there, and it's absolutely no catch to play.
No catch to play, no fine
shout
print.
Out to Miguel, who had the best lineup last first week with 214 points.
Yeah, really dominated with those Vikings on Monday night.
Yeah, and also shout out to Mike Blewett of rotoexperts.com and the Fantasy Sports Network, who was fifth in Scott's Fishbowl after 1 week.
Oh, nice job. Yeah. Nice job. I got to put that waiver in for Scott's Fishbowl, by the way.
Yeah, we do. I didn't.
That's 1 o'clock today.
I think I was on like 222, something like that.
Yeah, I'm 13.
Great, guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. You're doing better than me, Greg. I saw your name. Yeah. Sweet. I might be last of the crew.
Really?
Yeah.
How do I find that? How do I find that?
Go to the main Scott's Fishbowl page, and there's like a standings thing.
Where is
not,
that?
Not off the My Fantasy League, just the regular Scott Fishbowl page.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, scottfishbowl.com.
Right, exactly.
Here's the standings. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the overall standings, Scott?
I only have
the league standings, it seems. I don't
should be an overall leaderboard.
I'll show you. I'll send you a link in the break room.
Right? It's all right. I just want to know how I'm doing. You know, I've had a leaderboard. Here we go. Looking at the leaderboard. Oh, here we go. Look at that. Mike Blewett, number 5 overall. Dennis Esser, the coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's
a lot of our buddies.
He's in the top 10. That's a pretty good feeling. You know, what number is Sussman here? Greg Sussman, number 117. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. No.
I told you, you're doing better than me.
I learned from you. That's why they brought you here.
That's why I can't laugh.
teach me. Man, that's pretty good.
I got 117th in the cut line.
I'm sorry?
The cut line, the NFFC.
Is that good?
Yeah. 117? It's like about 4,600 entries, I think.
Fantastic. Yeah. I feel like, so 117 Scott's Fishbowl out of 720. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh, no. This isn't good. My boy's a little low. One of my friends are a little low here.
BFFs.
One of my BFFs are filling BFFs here. My guy Andy Singleton didn't have a great week.
It happens. He'll be back.
He will. He will bounce back in this. Scott's Pitbull, it's a really different league, obviously. Different rules, different totals, a ton of experts, and it's a lot of fun. There's an overall, there's leagues. It's all good stuff here, obviously. And the waivers run today. And Scott, I know you always like to tell us how deep of a league this is. How bad is the waiver wire looking?
Not too bad, though. A lot of those top running backs that we talked about are available.
It's drafted way too early, so it's still value out there. So you're going to have people that's going to have dudes like Kenneth Dixon, Lance Dunbar, you know what I'm saying?
Good point. All right, I'll have to do those waivers after the show. When we come back, we reset, we go live on television, we do more either ors, we look at some rankings, of course. We go over David Johnson, Tariq Cohen, Buck Allen, and so much more. Right away, Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.